It's the review after Liverpool 3, Newcastle 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cole back with another show for you after Liverpool's Premier League win. We'll start pre-game and with a comment post-game. Neil, Jurgen Klopp said he prepared for Eddie Howe's Bournemouth in 1920, which was a tight 2-1 win, a game in which the opposition went in front early on. No surprise there. We know how detailed they are, how analytical they are. But he expected the club a 4-5-1. I think Bournemouth that day were a little bit more 4-1-4-1 with Lerma, if I remember. Mm-hmm. But it felt a little bit like how using a mixture of both what he did at Bournemouth in that last game and also a little bit of looking at what Newcastle did at Anfield last season, leaving Saint-Maximin on the last line, example. And I thought the use of Joe Linton was really interesting.
It was the same against Leicester. So I think that Liverpool will have expected it when he's talking about the 4-5-1. I couldn't believe when I sort of tuned into Newcastle versus Leicester, and Newcastle do a better job against us. But when you sort of see a team selection, you think, oh, well, he'll be there, he'll be there, he'll be there. Joel Linton spent most of the game playing centre mid. And I couldn't work out if that was Joel Linton being just wanting to come and get involved and it was breaking that way, or if it was literally this is the plan. And it very much appears that it is the plan. He's Howe's clearly had a look at what he's got, possibly just to get him through till January. But I think the idea that there's some sort of magic switch on the 1st of January for Newcastle and loads of things will be easy around transfers is a bit nonsensical. So he's probably thinking, I've got to think until at least the very end of January. And he's ended up taking a lad who they bought to play centre forward for 30 something million quid, and he's got him in centre mid. And it doesn't look like a ridiculous decision, frankly. I actually think Joel Linton yesterday plays relatively well if you were just to literally forget the footballer that he is. And it's not like he's not grafting. It's not like he's not putting it in. And it may well be that that's another decision that Eddie Howe sort of had to take into account, which is who will fight for me, who will give everything they've got. In a sense, even perhaps, who will do that because they back themselves to still be part of this squad, the other side of all the money, if it all comes together. I think he's ended up landed Howe in a really difficult situation. And I think the other thing to point out is he hasn't had, you know, he comes in when he comes in, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had an awful lot of time on the training ground because the games haven't stopped coming. Certainly by the standards of a club like Newcastle, we're used to the additional Europeans as well. He's had no time to do much with them at this sort of point. So I think you can obviously see Klopp's preparation. He's right to do it. Saint-Maximin on the last line is clearly what they're going for, because they feel if nothing else, he'll get them up the pitch. And then they can reset and shift from there. I don't think they think he's scoring sort of 30 goals for them in that position over the course of a season. I think he's very much being used just as an out.